It depends on your perspective. To most of his opponents, you know, to the British, to the Russians, to the Austrians, Napoleon is just one more French revolutionary. He's the most successful of them. But they see him directly as part of the French Revolution. They don't acknowledge any change, you know, in France. He's a revolutionary. He's leading revolutionary France. Obviously, the French perspective is very different. You know, they're very mixed views about him, that he saved the essence of the revolution or he destroyed the essence of the revolution. It depends what's important to you. I think for contemporaries, he was seen largely as someone who did save the revolution, if for no other reason than he defeated the Allies who were going to restore the king. But, you know, he did really extinguish parliamentary liberties and things like that, you know, elections, that whole culture of parliamentary elective government that the revolution had brought in, he neuters it. As a revolutionary in himself, yes, I think it depends what way you're pointing. Again, within France, a consolidator rather than a revolutionary. But if you see him in a wider European context, this is a guy who goes into Spain and overthrows the Inquisition. This is a guy who goes into Italy, Germany, wherever he goes, and insists on introducing the civil code, which, you know, it guarantees sort of open public trial for everybody, overturns existing legal systems wherever he goes, overturns existing administrative systems wherever he goes, brings in the French model. And again, if you look at, say, bringing in the civil code together with the Concordat, that's the religious settlement he comes to with the Pope, wherever he goes, closing monasteries and convents, you know, really Henry VIII type stuff, closing down these whole branches of the church on the one hand, and more importantly, instituting freedom of conscience and religious liberty. You know, this is, if you see him in those contexts, he is a revolutionary, and that's how those people regarded him, for better or worse, as a revolutionary force.